One of the hallmarks of conventional history writing is that we move forward through time. We start at the beginning and go through to the end. And my book starts at the end and unravels events to their beginnings, their multiple beginnings. That's why the subtitle is called A History Unraveled. And, you know, I wasn't necessarily trying to be revolutionary in doing that. Certainly not advocating that all history books have to do that. I was simply doing it as a sort of a reasonably gentle exercise in trying to suggest we might need to employ slightly different storytelling techniques or fresh ways of thinking about evidence if we also want to continue these revisions of old stereotypes, unhelpful stereotypes.